Sometimes I like to do titles for homilies because they help us to remember so that that it doesn't just leak out of our brains before we get home. And the title today is A Day from Hell or A Day from Heaven. The apostles, Paul and Silas, were walking down the street in Philippi, minding their own business, or rather God's business. They were there to evangelize, when suddenly a demon sensed the presence of divine power. And the powers of hell were employed to oppose them immediately. The woman who was possessed chased them down the street. Paul was annoyed. I always like the way that it's phrased here in the epistle, because we don't necessarily think of apostles as being subject to annoyance, but I love that word. There are people too. Paul was annoyed. He cast out the demon. The owners quickly sensed what was happening, that their business plans were ruined. They grabbed the apostles along with a mob, dragged them in front of the town magistrates. A kangaroo court trial happened. They were convicted of something or other, and then beaten up with rods by some tough guys and thrown in prison. Does that sound like a day from hell? A lot of evidence for that, isn't there? But let's let the other side bring its evidence forward too before we decide whether it was a day from hell or a day from heaven. There are three main points of the evidence on the other side. Three miracles, if you will. Paul and Silas, with their wounds untreated, doubtless with no good meal for the evening, are singing praises to God with the other prisoners at midnight. How could this possibly be? Ephesians 2:6, written by St. Paul. Let me give you 4 through 6. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loves us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The apostles' bodies were in a nasty jail. But in their soul, in their spirit, the apostles were seated with Christ in the throne room of God in heaven. In fact, when the demon-possessed woman started chasing them, they were already seated there. And when they were dragged in front of the court, they were seated in heaven. And when they were beaten with rods, they were seated in heaven by faith. And when they were thrown in the jail, they were. And that's what enabled them to sing the praises of God. A miracle. Second miracle happens. An earthquake just happens to come along right then and destroy enough of the prison so that all the prisoners are loose and can get out. Third miracle. Nobody leaves. I've spent a lot of time in Soledad and a couple of other state prisons, and believe me, they would leave as soon as possible if they could. Third miracle. The jailer can't believe his eyes when he comes to see what's happening. He's dissuaded from killing himself and winds up saying, "What must I do to be saved?" And on the converted woman from whom the demon was cast out, and this jailer, one of St. Paul's favorite and most thriving churches of the New Testament era, was founded. Was it a day from hell? Yes, but it became a day of heaven by faith. And that's how days from hell, experiences from hell, whatever tests you, whatever tries you, whatever makes us insecure, fearful, upset, losing sleep, reacting to human stimulus and to the uncertainties of the future, whenever that happens, we get to return with our patron Saint Paul and Silas to heaven and sit in the throne room. Because Paul isn't writing in Ephesians 2:6 that he and the other apostles were raised up to sit in heaven with Christ. He's writing that all Christians have been raised to sit in heaven with Christ. During the Orthros service today, we sang, as usual, "Lo, through the cross, joy comes into all the world." We all have our crosses to bear. They all feel tough on good days and unbearable on bad days. But if we return to heaven to sit with the apostles in the presence of Christ, note that they're sitting. They're not standing. We're not standing. We're not knocking on the door, waiting in some outer chamber. We get to come in. We get to believe and live in the presence of God, seated in heaven with Christ. May God give us grace in our lives, in our times, as the COVID flap is unfolding and hopefully coming to a resolution with the fewest deaths and the least damage possible. Let us determine that despite all that is happening in our world and in our lives, nothing is going to dislodge us from that seat in heaven with Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.